I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
Don't stuff your emotions down. The popular image of the Stoic is of the unfeeling beast, the tough person gritting, gutting it out. But this is wrong. Just look at a story we have of Marcus Aurelius consumed with grief. After the death of one of his favorite teachers, a young Marcus could barely drag himself out of bed. One of his attendants tried to rouse him from this seemingly unstoic state, thinking it was the right thing to do. But Antoninus Pius, Marcus's adopted stepfather, steps in and stops him. "Let him be human for once," he said, "for neither philosophy nor empire takes away natural feelings." This is an important counterpoint to the Stoic mythology of the Superman, the unfeeling, the invincible, the immovable philosopher robot. Of course a Stoic grieves. Of course they love, favor, get knocked down by life. Stoic gets scared. A Stoic mourns. A Stoic worries. A Stoic feels. There must have been many such moments in Marcus's tragic life. He lost multiple young children. He lost his wife. He lost Antoninus. He lost Rusticus. He lived and led through a terrible plague. We know he cried then too. Who wouldn't? If he had stuffed those emotions down, it wouldn't have made him tougher. It would have hurt him. It would have been to swallow emotional poison that would have made him more irritable, more vulnerable, vulnerable to the straw that would eventually break the camel's back. No, it was good that he felt those things, processed them, and worked through them. What a Stoic does try to do is not be carried away to excess by any of these natural feelings. We try not to be enslaved or destroyed by our feelings. Antoninus intervened and gave Marcus the space to mourn the loss of this teacher because it was a perfectly reasonable response. Now, if a year later, even a month later, Marcus still wasn't getting out of bed, you can imagine Antoninus would have intervened there too, but on the same side as the attendant this time, because to allow death to ruin the lives of the living is not natural or human either. It's okay to let it out sometimes. Don't feel bad if that's what you need. Life can be a bit of a pressure cooker. And like an actual pressure cooker, you've got to hit the release valve every so often so that the whole thing doesn't explode in your face. You're only human, so be human. Not just once, but all the time. Let yourself feel. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible
interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.